Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hey everybody, you're listening to episode 42 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast, the podcast that aims to provide you with the tools, tactics and techniques to allow you to take your life from the ordinary to the extraordinary, from the dull and dreary to the full HD. It is all about helping you to show up in the world and allowing yourself to shine. In this episode, I'm going to share with you the different methods you can use to be more comfortable and more rememberable, if that's such a word, in social settings, whether that's the office party, a networking event, just a general social gathering, how you can actually enjoy it, stand out from the crowd and make an impression. But before we get started on episode 42, I want to give a quick shout out to episode 41, where I gave you 6 mindset shifts that will totally change your life. Episode 41 is available on all the major podcast platforms. So if you've not yet had a chance to give it, why not put some time to one side and give it a listen? Make a note, put it in your diary, add it to your calendar and take a listen when you've got the time. If you're enjoying the podcast, don't forget to hit the subscribe or follow button or like button, whatever it is on your platform, so that you can catch the future episodes. If your podcast platform allows it, please leave a review because it helps us to expand our audience and gets us seen. Also, tell your friends about it and share the podcast on social media. Let's get the word out there. Let's share this information with as many people as we possibly can. The aim of the podcast is to make sure that people aren't sleepwalking through life. I want people to live the life they were meant to live and bring forth their gifts, talents into the world. Today's episode is all about providing you with tools, tactics and techniques to make you feel more comfortable in social situations. Attending a work function, a social event or a networking event where you don't know anybody can be nerve-wracking for most people. After all, you have to make that best first impression with all the right people and do all of it while engaging in mind-numbing, weather-related conversations. Making the person you're speaking with like you is the key to overcoming any social interaction. And I'm going to show you in this episode how to strike up a conversation, keep a conversation going, and make yourself memorable with the minimum amount of effort. Because it's the social interactions that we carry out at these type of events, whether it's a work function, social setting, or a networking event, that connect us with people who can actually move our life forward. They create those key contexts, those opportune moments, those groundbreaking contacts and connections that allow us to move forward in life. I'm going to break these tools and tips into 2 categories, body language tools and conversational tools. Because what you've got to remember is our world is full of people doing a variety of things all the time. And a little bit of body language and psychology can help you understand your own and other people's behavior. So let's start with the body language techniques. The first tip on body language is when either joining or during a conversation, watch people's feet. Whether you've just joined a standing conversation between 2 or more people, or you're having a one-to-one conversation yourself, or about to join a group of people for a conversation, it's a good idea to be aware of the orientation of other people's feet. Of course, you need to be subtle when doing this. You don't want to be staring at somebody's feet. But people's feet give a big clue as to what is going on in that context at that moment in time. And let me tell you why. People often, and it's mostly unconsciously, stand with their feet pointing away from somebody if they are disinterested or want to get out of the conversation. And it also works the other way. Excuse me. If you're standing with your feet pointing towards somebody, you're probably interested in the person you're talking to, especially socially or even romantically. So if you're about to join a conversation and people's feet are very much pointing towards each other, it could be not the opportune moment to join. But if you're in a conversation and you notice that the person's or the person's feet are pointing towards you, it means they're interested in what you've got to say and they're interested in you. Whereas if you detect their feet are pointed away from you, they're probably trying to break away from the conversation, and it could be a good time to wrap things up and move on to other things. The second tip on the body language front is warm your hands before you shake hands. Either rub them together, put them in your pocket. Did you know that cold hands are linked to distrust? When you're about to touch someone or shake their hand, make sure that your hands are warm. Warm hands promote a friendly atmosphere. The next tip is fake it till you make it. You need to come across in social settings as happy, warm, enthusiastic. Before joining, spend a few minutes, just put a smile on your face, even make yourself laugh before you go into those social situations. Your brain cannot hold two opposing thoughts at the same time. So if you're a little bit nervous or apprehensive about the situation, but if you put a smile on your face just a few couple of minutes before going into that social setting, your brain cannot hold two opposing thoughts. And that act of putting a smile on your face will actually give you a warm outward appearance. Now, it needs to be a genuine smile, not fake. But the important thing is to get that feeling before you go into the situation. The next tip on the body language front is make yourself big. If you notice people who are nervous or apprehensive, they will make themselves small. It is a natural evolutionary process. We try and protect ourselves. Whereas if you open up your body language, get yourself up tall, get your arms away from your body, and make yourself bigger. It's that alpha male type pose. But make yourself bigger. Make your gestures expansive. It will give you an air of confidence. But also on that, based on the work of Amy Cuddy, you will actually feel more confident. Your levels of testosterone will increase. And you will feel more confident and you will come across as more confident. So pay attention to how you're holding yourself. Make your body as big as possible. Stand up tall, head up high, arms away from your body. And also when in conversation, try and keep your palms upwards. Keep your hands open, palms upwards. It promotes trust. The next one on the body language, not so much a body language tip, but it's a good one. Ask a favour. It seems as if when you ask somebody a favour, and it doesn't have to be a big favour, but surprisingly, it makes people more likely to trust you. So if you're standing in a social setting with a drink, just ask somebody to hold your glass for a second. Or if you're in the queue for the buffet, ask somebody to, please, could you pass me a plate? Or just even to hold your pen, just by that act of asking a simple favour, it makes people trust you. It's called the Benjamin Franklin effect, named after its inventor, and it proposes that people who are asked to do a favour not only like the person who asked the favour more, but are also more willingly to do them more favours. Again, the reason behind this is cognitive dissonance, where people rationalise that they must like the person if they're willing to do favours for them. So again, bear that in mind. Think of a reason to ask somebody to do a small favour in a social setting. They will like you more. The next one is mirror their body language. Just pay careful attention to their body language and mirror it, or as it's otherwise known as the chameleon effect. So, for example, if you notice the way they're holding their fingers together, you just gently mirror that, or if they're leaning with one hand on the bar, similar. You just mirror what they're doing. Now, you do have to be subtle with this and not overtly, so the person picks up that you are copying their gestures. So make it a little bit more subtle. If that person's tapping the fingers, you could tap your foot, for example, but be subtle. You don't want the person to think that you're being weird or just overtly obvious about what you're doing. The next body language trick is if you want to gauge the strength of relationships within a conversational group or a conversational setting, it's a very simple and very quick way to read the room and to find out who likes who and where the bonds of trust are, or even where two people are romantically involved. When you're with a group, crack a joke or wait till somebody cracks a joke and then watch everyone when they laugh. What will happen is people tend to look at the person they like the most when they're laughing. And this is based on a 2009 study. So by using humour, you can gauge the strength of potential or existing relations within a group setting, which gives you clues as to who is connected with who, etc. And could be useful in guiding your conversation, or be careful of what conversational topics not to touch on. The last one of our body language psychological type tips is, when you're in a group setting and you think somebody's watching you, is somebody looking at you? There's a simple test you can do. If you've ever been in that setting where you feel that somebody is looking at you and watching you, there's a simple way to check that somebody's watching you. And that very simple trick is to yawn. If you yawn psychologically, anybody who's watching you will also yawn. It's, again, evolutionary bred into us. You watch, see somebody yawn and instinctively yawn yourself. And that's the trick to finding out if somebody in a group set is watching you. A quick and simple yawn, and anybody who's been paying particular attention to you will also yawn. So those were our body language type psychological tips. Let's move on to the conversational tips and how we can use simple tips and techniques to make conversation easy and spontaneous, and also very easy to maintain and make yourself memorable. Conversation tip number one, make eye contact. During an introduction, make a note of the person's eye color. Literally, mentally, make a note of it for yourself. You're not going to use this information. It's just important to make note of it. It's a technique to achieve optimum eye contact. People find eye contact friendly and it portrays you as being confident. So in the start of the conversational phase, you're already establishing trust. The next technique is to take advantage of what's called the serial positioning effect. It's a well-researched effect and basically means in the list of any kind, people will remember the first and last thing on the list. So, in a conversational setting, people will remember the first thing and the last things you do. So make a good impression and end on a high note. By taking advantage of the serial positioning effect, by starting off with something memorable and then ending the conversation with something memorable, even if it's just repeating the person's name at the end of the conversation, it makes you memorable. So start off on a good note and end off with a bang. Next tip is to be genuinely interested in somebody. This is a simple conversational technique. Just by being genuinely interested in the other person, instead of trying to get them interested in you, you will build rapport. People love to talk about themselves. And you can do this by asking simple, low-pressure questions, such as, what music do they like? You could ask about what they could recommend from the buffet if you're at a social event. You could ask what they're watching on TV at that moment in time. You could ask where they travelled from. Just simple, low-pressure questions just to get the conversation started. When you're at a party, a simple, low-pressure question is ask the person how they know the host. And then be genuinely interested. Follow it up with other questions. Let the person talk. Then maybe ask them what exciting things are going on in their life at the moment. What are they working on outside of work? And just, and as the topic says, be genuinely interested. Listen to what they've got to say. Give them time to answer. Don't try to impress on them. You've been there, done that, or anything like that. Just let them talk. Which leads on to technique or tactic number three. Give quiet time after a question. If you're having a conversation with somebody and they're only partially answering or responding to something you say, remain quiet and give them eye contact. They will feel an implicit pressure to elaborate or keep talking. Silence is like a vacuum, and people will feel the pressure to fill that vacuum and will keep talking. We are conditioned to fill silence. So when somebody maybe isn't being as conversational as you like, or if you're trying to strive for an answer, just give them some quiet time and the answer will come. Technique number four, before going into any social setting or meeting anybody that you want to like you, get happy and excited before you go. I often call this embrace your inner dog. And what I mean by that, if you've ever owned a dog and seen how a dog reacts either when you come home or you're out in the street and they meet somebody new or even somebody they know, a dog shows genuine excitement and happy to see that person. They're always enthusiastic and happy to come across a new person, or when you come home, they are happy and excited to see you. And that's something we should adopt when meeting people for the first time. Maybe not as overtly obvious as a dog would do, yeah, but we should go with a sense of happiness and excitement that we're meeting somebody for the first time. What emotions we have inside translate to the outside world. We become a reflection of how we feel. So if you go into any social setting feeling happy and excited to be going in there, that will transmit to the people you meet. They will pick up on that emotion and you will be greeted differently. They will see you in a different light and they will remember you and like you. So before going into those social settings, make sure you go in with the frame of mind of being happy and excited to either see one person or multiple people. One of the techniques I like to do to achieve this is, going back to the body language ones, is the big power poses. And just before you go anywhere on a social event, get those big outward stretch body poses, either hands on hips, feet shoulder width apart, get your head up, get a smile on your face, and just hold that for 2 minutes. Make yourself laugh just before you enter into that social situation. It will change your body chemistry and you'll go in enthusiastic. The next conversational technique is use the person's name. Person's name is magic to their ears. Using a person's name when you're talking to them suggests that person that you consider them memorable and important, and so they're more likely to find you likable, agreeable. And the other added benefit of using the name is they're more likely to remember you. And there's another strand to this, is on the key of memorability, is to remember the person's name. By using the name regularly in conversation, the next time you meet them, you are more than likely to remember their name. There's nothing worse than striking up a conversation with them, being introduced, and then later on bumping into them again and can't remember the name. By using the name regularly in conversation, you will cement in their name to your memory. It's also worth trying to find some other little anchors that anchor their name in to your memory. So it could be just little association tricks. So if you're introduced to somebody named Bill, you will think of a note or, you know, a bank currency name badge on them. Just something to anchor in, along with that regular use of their name in conversation, will cement in their name. So the next time you bump into them, you'll be able to introduce yourself and remember their name, which again makes them feel important. And the last technique when you're in conversation is to nod, just subtly. When people are talking, just nod 2 or 3 times as they're talking. It indicates that you're genuinely interested. And not only does that just gradual nodding effect encourage the conversation, it also helps the person to warm to you, and by just simply showing that you're interested in what they've got to say, and they're more likely to expand on the conversation. It therefore makes conversation easier and more effortless for you. The last important thing with this particular technique is not to overdo it. It's just a subtle nod of the head, maybe just 2 or 3 times, to convey that you agree with what they're saying. That's the tips for today on how to thrive in social settings. That was the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please hit the subscribe button and if possible, leave a rating or a review. Also, please feel free to share the podcast with others and post about it on your favourite social media platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgePod. Thanks again. I'll see you next time.